producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Grace, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
How are you today, Grace? You're supposed to say fine, thanks. And then say, no, she's lying. Oh, no, that woman. What's on your mind today?
I want to know how to handle my son, my 14-year-old son. He saw my husband and I having sex. He walked in on us. And I mean, more than embarrassment, I kind of want to know, you know, how if I should talk to him about it or not talk
to him
about it.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
Okay, and how's the other one?
He's 12 and this one's 14.
And how recently did it happen?
It happened yesterday.
How long did he stay in the room, or do you know?
Well, it was, we locked the front door, and they were out, you know, playing with friends and whatnot. And then we just didn't even hear him coming out in the back door. And I didn't think he would come to the back door, so, and he just... I think it more...
Where were you having sex?
In our bedroom.
Uh-huh. So he came in and you didn't have the door closed?
It was slightly ajar.
Ajar. Yeah.
So...
Did he say anything at the time?
Well, he did. He kind of was like, God, Mom, you know, Mom and Dad, you know, he just...
Ooh, icky, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I might sort of talk with him, the two of you together. Of just saying, hey, listen, you didn't think you were, you know, we found you under a cabbage patch, and this may be a little disconcerting for you. I know the idea at 14, if I thought my parents actually had sex, I probably would have thrown up. But the idea is that we love each other very much. We think each other are hot, and that's where you came from. And then I'd let it go with that. But I might talk, I would not say something.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I don't think you need to, but I think what you want to do is neutralize this as much as anything. But also, I think there's a really powerful, positive message to say, hey, listen, I get it. At 14, I thought I'd invented sex. But your parents love each other. We've been married a long time. We still are crazy about each other and hope the same thing for you. And then let it go.
Okay. Yeah, my husband said that. I had said that to him. I said, well, if anything, you look at that and it probably makes him feel secure in the sense that his parents love each other. And that's
well, I think you need to clarify it a little bit, though,
right.
Just for him. Because I think you're right. He's he's of two minds about it. Of, ew, disgusting.
Exactly.
And he's dealing with his own sexuality at this moment.
Yeah.
But you see, I mean, this is a really great example of why I don't want couples living together when they're not married. Because what it then becomes is kind of blatant sexuality. Ugh, old people are doing it and I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the context which you and your husband are going to set up, which is, yeah, you know, I didn't like to think about my parents having sex when I was 14 either because I felt like I invented it. But think of it this way, that this is something that's in your DNA of finding someone that you really love and being crazy for them and about them, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years after you get together and, you know, not only being crazy about them, but, you know, having that sex can be fun and an important part of your marriage.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I would talk with him about it, and I think it's okay to say it in front of the 12-year-old as well.
Okay.
But I think that is such a really powerful...
Folks, I apologize. This was a call that we took yesterday, and it was such a great call that the guys decided that we should save it for Best Of Show. So I apologize profusely. It should be used in about a year from now, not minutes from now. It was just one of those calls, as I said. The guys are really used to going through and picking out calls that they particularly liked. So I apologize I'm apologetic. So at any rate, 855-993-7569. The issue about talking with our kids about sex is an important one, but it's not important enough to play the same call twice in 24 hours. So I do think that I'm one of those people who feels that we should be talking with our kids about sex from from essentially two, because at two, you got to read them bedtime stories anyway. I suppose bedtime being a pun here. And they don't care. They're not going to ask questions, and it doesn't make any sense to them. And by the time they really have some awareness of sexuality and parent sexuality and sex in general and can ask those questions, it becomes part of the family lore. So it's no longer titillating or naughty or I think certainly one of the ways to make sex really boring is to talk with our kids about it. So I'm a great fan of talking with kids about sex from literally two onward. Number one. Number two, to use anatomically correct kind of terms as opposed to cutesy. Number three, there's a great book called Where Do Babies Come From by Peter Mayle. I swear to you, I didn't make that up. And Mayle is spelled M-A-Y-L-E. So, but again, it's an important topic, but not important enough to play the same, to use a call that came in yesterday and play it again today. In about a year, well, maybe this one never. Maybe this one will just kill this call forever, even though it's a good topic and a good call. And when most kids, I mean, Freud actually described that as being one of the traumas of childhood, of walking in and seeing your parents having sex. But you have to remember, Freud was a Victorian who said that the greatest triumph of his life was knowing he was his mother's favorite. So Freud was not without Freudian issues. Let's be serious about that. It happens, and how the parent responds to it will very likely determine, to a very large extent, how the kid responds to it. So being embarrassed about it, I mean, everybody's a little embarrassed. As one of my favorite statements is, if you've got 100 people in a room and ask them what they were most insecure about, they would all say sex. But it's not. It's parenting. And in this particular call, in this particular situation, those two factors became a perfect storm. And so it is something, because we are sexual creatures, our kids are sexual creatures. And so talking about it, again, if the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be, because your kid can ask really relevant questions as opposed to two, when they're two, which the questions will be presumably cuter and more in baby talk than so how often do you and Dad get it on? Which your teenager may feel very comfortable about saying, or just yuck. And asking a kid what they know about sex is always a bad idea. Or saying, shall we talk about it? Because they'll say no. I've told the story before. When I was in Boston, a TV station called up and asked me to do a segment on teenage sexuality. And did I know anybody that would be willing to come and talk about it? And I said I wouldn't bring a client in because that seemed to me unethical, but I had friends. And so I called them up and said, hey, look, do you want to come and talk about your kid's sexuality? And I knew their kids. And without exception, all of them had said, well, my kid isn't sexual yet. And because I knew their kids, I knew that at least 80% of them were, because the kids had come to me about information. And so the notion that somehow your kids are going to come and ask you relevant questions about sex is not an accurate assumption and not a helpful assumption. You're much better to give them the information. And we don't wait for our kids to come and talk with us about talking to strangers or crossing the street or drugs. We give them all that information ahead of time, assuming that they're not going to ask us, and we give them the information before they actually need it so that they are prepared. And for some reason, we put blinders on when it comes to sex. And obviously, the reason we do it is because most of us, when we're dealing with our kids, are still sexual beings. And therefore, it's a little more personal, a little closer to the bone, literally. So, alrighty. So, I am firing off irate notes to everybody saying, look, folks, we've got to be a little more careful. I know you like the call, but we store calls for, we let them age like fine wine. We don't pay them the next day. So I apologize profusely. But what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. On a happier note, they've done a recent study that says that the capacity of our brain is more than the internet combined with anything else. So we just need to use slightly more of it than we're using. Or in this particular case, just a tiny bit more, fellas. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a 2-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, again, I apologize, folks. The only advantage, well, I suppose there are two advantages to that kind of screw-up. One is that it really reaffirms to us that people are listening, saying, but the other is that you can feel really smart because you already knew the answer, right? Sorry. 855-993-7569. All right. We, as I said, we've been doing this for a while, but we're about to formalize it as an actual
segment because so many people have requested it, of being the program director, which means you get to suggest a topic. My preference is obviously for you guys to call with an issue, but sometimes you're feeling like, well, it's not really a problem yet, or it's something that you have that it's more a concern than a real issue, or that you can't call because you're at work or whatever, or you're shy. But and as one of my callers this week said, well, but millions of people are listening. I said, yeah, but you have to just view us as kind of, or view the audience as kind of a lot of people who are your cheerleaders, who are on your side and want you to do well. So maybe that'll make it a little easier. Alrighty. So Blake, I will explain that. Honest, I feel like the Murphy Brown of talent these days, because Murphy Brown kept going through assistance.
Yeah.
And Blake, can you reassure people? It's not, people don't quit, and they're not mad at me. It's just the GCN has kind of a system where instead of assigning one producer to one talent, they have different people doing different things. So I basically have the producer du jour. And right. I mean, the good news about it is all of you are great. The bad news about it is that sometimes just making that, you know, if you played that call yesterday, you would have known that you played
it
yesterday.
Yeah.
Or that you would have known that you played it today, heard it yesterday.
More people means more communication.
Yes, it does, and we are in the communication business, and sometimes we do a great job of it, and sometimes we learn from our mistakes. So, all right, let's talk about program director.
Yeah, so this one's actually a pretty good one. Teaching children by natural or logical consequences when a child is able to reason. What to do when children are too young to reason or not able to self-regulate. What to do when a child is unreasonable. What to do when a child does not recognize.
Okay, well, let's start and go through them one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question is teaching by consequence. Yes and no. The problem about teaching by consequence, I mean, the obvious answer to that is, well, yeah. But let me tell you why the obvious answer isn't necessarily the right answer. If you wait until the child runs into the problem, we wouldn't wait until a child had been hit by a car to say you have to look both ways before you cross the street. So one of the problems or one of the points about parenting is we have to be able to anticipate. So now, first of all, and let's talk when we talk about disciplining, we're talking about children under the age of two, really. You can reinforce behavior or not, but first of all, corporal punishment in most societies is now frowned upon. I know we still have pockets of people who say, well, it's in the Bible, and spare the rod, spoil the child. But most countries have said hitting somebody, violence towards somebody, only teaches people about violence. And I tend to agree with that. And I've told my own mistake about it. When my daughter was about two, we were out someplace in public, and she was just really overstimulated, and I said, do you want chicken or turkey? And she slapped me. And I leaned over, she was wearing a pamper, and hit her on the bottom and said, we don't hit. And I thought, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? It's not okay for her to hit me, it's okay for me to hit her. And it was really one of those moments that you think, geez, Louise. So, first of all, hitting really doesn't work. All it says is, I'm big, you're little, and that's not really a great message to send your child into the world with, number one. Number two, for young kids, usually just saying no or withdrawing works just as well as anything else. But saying we hold mommy's hand, or when we go to the grocery store, we don't scream. Taking kids to the grocery store is something that every parent that I know, including myself, does. And it's really dumb because kids get bored and they grab things and they'll act out. Mm-hmm. Kids are not amused at grocery stores. Most of us as adults aren't amused at grocery stores. So if you ever work out a deal with a neighbor that I'll watch your kid while you go shop and you can watch mine while I go shop, and everybody will be much happier. It's just one of those things that everybody does. I mean, they have those little seats in the carts. But kids hate it. Parents hate it. Grocery stores hate it. I mean, it's just not a very good idea. And leaving your kid in the car isn't okay. So if we can figure out other ways, and all you have to do is know one other parent, and you watch their kid when they go grocery shopping, and they watch yours while you go grocery shopping, and I swear to you, your life will be instantly improved, as well as your children's behavior. Okay, so do we tell children things prophylactically? I would argue yes. The rules should be pretty clear and not a whole lot for young kids. Otherwise, it's just you know, kid's not going to listen. Using ongoing evolving behavior to say this is good, this is not so good, is a great idea. What we know is that most parents are really good at finding their kids doing something wrong because we're worried about them, they're being disruptive or they're doing something dangerous. But we know that negative reinforcement really doesn't work, that positive does. So if it's not incredibly dangerous, if you're not going to put your kid at great risk by ignoring the behavior, ignoring negative behavior, again, withdrawing, works much better than punishing them for it, as long as you reinforce positive behavior so the child is clear what is expected of them and what ways to get praise. Because basically, kids would rather be praised than punished, obviously, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. So ignoring is a much more powerful tool than punishing. Okay, what was the next one after that? So that was natural, evolving. What was...
They talked about self-regulating.
Self-regulating. I mean, kid, that's just not really a terrifically viable concept for young kids. And what we tend to do is send them to their room, which is seemed to me kind of counterproductive in that their rooms look like Disneyland, first of all, and second of all, this is the place we expect them to feel calm and safe enough to be able to go to sleep at night. So, again, withdrawing from it, I'm never a fan of locking kids in or putting them someplace and closing the door on them, but you can move yourself out of the situation, again, assuming that the child is not going to be put in imminent danger. But, again, the mantra is praise over punishment. Punishment is better. They'd rather be punished than ignored. So if you ignore them, that's a much more powerful tool. Okay, self-regulation, just saying to kids, you go and you know, when you can talk quietly about it, let me know. But it's a learned behavior. There is nothing self-regulating about a baby. A baby is going to holler because they have no power, and the only thing they can do is make you respond to them. So the idea that children come with self-regulation is just not accurate at all. So it is something that has to be learned and it has to be taught. And the way to teach it is not by smacking your kid. It's by showing them that you teach them square breathing. Teach them to go in color. Teach them to write a note to you telling you what they're unhappy about. All right, this is obviously an ongoing conversation, which it's a good question, and we will continue to deal with it. Understand February is love month, so get your questions, especially your phone calls, ready for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at a universal problem that affects all of us by definition, and hopefully a solution as well. My guest today is Chris Bell, who you may have known from Bigger, Stronger, Fatter. No, to give me, I never get that the name quite right.
Bigger, Stronger, Faster, but don't worry, you're not the only one that doesn't get it right.
Which was about...
As long as you're in the ballpark, I'm good with it.
Yeah, well, bigger, it was about steroids, and you were kind of...
2008 at Sundance about anabolic steroid use that centered around my family, and this movie now presents another challenge that my family faced, which was prescription drug abuse.
Now, this has to do with your big brother, yes?
Sure. I mean, that's the genesis of the whole project was after Bigger, Stronger, Faster came out, about 9 months later, my older brother, who we called Mad Dog, his real name was Mike, passed away, and he was in a sober living house. He was 62 days clean and sober. He was trying to get everything back together, and he was doing a great job, and we were really proud of him. And then 62 days in, we don't really even know what happened. We don't know if he relapsed because They didn't really find any drugs in his body. They just found him dead, you know. And
did they do an autopsy?
They did an autopsy. They ruled it an accident. The only drugs that they found in his body were the prescription drugs that his doctors wrote for him, which actually like work against each other. One's a depression drug called Depakote, and the other one's called Topamax, which helps you lose weight when you gain weight from the Depakote. So he was. Who knows what happened? You know, it's hard to figure out, but ever since he touched his first prescription drug back when he was in his 20s, it was Paxil. It was a drug that he had a rough time with a girlfriend and a rough breakup and all this other stuff happened, and he was put on Paxil. And ever since then, he was never the same. He was never the same person. You know, from
when you say never the same,
the time he died at 37, he was checked out. Yeah.
All right. When you say never the same, could you be a little more specific about that? When you say not
the same? Yeah, you have this person who's full of life and full of energy and full of just everything that people love about life was Mad Dog. He was like the best person, like all around, just like the happiest. You know, he just liked to have fun. He liked to he had a lot of friends. He was popular. You know, he was a good looking kid. He was a big kid. He had a lot going for him. You know, and so. You know, I feel like every time I think about him, I think about like what a shame it is that he was so full of energy and life, and then became this completely, you know, other person later on in life. And it was really due to just always altering his mind, whether it was illicit drugs or whether it was painkillers or whether he was trying to escape with steroids to like make his body look better. But, like, the thing is, I'm not sitting here trying to berate Mad Dog or belittle him. What I'm doing is, like, saying, hey, we're all like him a little bit. You know, like, we all have those things in us a little bit where we obsess over things that maybe it's not healthy to obsess over. And that was the genesis for the whole project was my older brother and trying to sort of show people through this nice guy what can happen to you, you know, if you don't if you basically go down that path.
Okay, so the first movie was really because did you feel like when you did the first movie you were doing something to show your brother? Did he already know? Was it an expose? Was it saying, look, here's what you need to know?
The first film was pretty simple. The first film was actually more, it was more based on like our competitive nature as brothers. And it was more based on our competitive nature as like, just as kids growing up, watching, you know, sports and wrestling and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Like we were competitive, you know? And so that movie really was, the idea was like, I was always a power lifter and I was the strongest of the three brothers. I was the middle brother, but I was the strongest one. And I was stronger than Mad Dog, slightly. You know, he could beat the crap out of me, but I actually could lift more weight than him. And then the younger brother, Mark, he was like 4 years behind Smelly, so he was behind us, and he was always weaker. Well, now Smelly's one of the strongest guys in the world, and I'm all beat up, and Mad Dog's not here anymore. So Smelly wins the strength contest of the Bell Brothers, and now it's like, you know, I wanted to do something to but in the first movie, it wasn't about, like, glamorizing steroids. It was basically trying to figure it out, like trying to understand it from the inside out, because it really is a serious issue that like no one's ever going to talk about. So I was like, well, my brothers will talk about it and they'll be honest about it. They'll be open about it. And then when it came around to the whole prescription drug thing, this prescription thugs, the way that the idea of the movie actually came up was through my own use of painkillers after a hip surgery. And I just sort of said it one day. I said, it's like prescription thugs. I mean, like they make, you know, they sell you a drug and then you can't get off the drugs. So you got to take another drug to get off that drug. And that drug's not covered by insurance. And like, it's like prescription thugs. And that's like sort of where the title came from. And the, you know, the idea sort of sparked from my own experience with it.
Right. Let me tell you what we did. I'd seen your documentary a couple months ago. And one of the things that I did on my program is I said, okay, tell me about your prescription drug usage. And I will just tell you, and we did somewhat preparatory to the fact that I knew that you're going to be on the program. Mm-hmm. But first of all, tell people about the statistics that you came up with about how many Americans are using prescription drugs. Talk a little bit about your statistics, and I'll tell you what happened on the program.
From the stats that we've looked up, there's somewhere around 2 million people that are addicted to addicted to drugs in the United States, addicted to, like, prescription drugs in the United States, which is a pretty high number. I mean, that's pretty big, a big, substantial amount of people, like 2 million people, you know, be walking around. I know what it's like to be addicted to something, and it takes over your entire life. Like, you wake up in the morning, and your only job that day is to figure out how to get high that day, right? So that's your only job that day. That's all you do that day. That's all you care about and all you worry about. And everything else goes, you know, to the wayside. So to have 2 million people out there checked out is crazy.
Zombies.
To have 100 million people worldwide on psychiatric medications, which is actually no real substantial evidence that they're gonna cure anything. They might help a little bit, but there's really not even significant evidence that they even help better than a sugar pill.
Well, it depends on the drug and it depends on the diagnosis, but I would certainly agree with you that they're overprescribed.
Right. You can't generalize like the whole entire thing, but if you look at it in a general sense, yes, for very specific things will work for very specific people, right? But we can't just blanket that either the other way and just say, well, if it worked for this guy, it'll work for that guy, because that's kind of what they're doing now. Like, you know, they give you a pill. If it doesn't work, you come back, you get the other brand. If it doesn't work, you get the other brand. You know, so.
All right, let's talk about, all right, so I think somewhere in the documentary there was the statistic that something like 40% of the company of the American population, adult population, is on 3 prescription drugs or more. Was that accurate?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's all sorts of stats out there. I mean, the stat that was the most egregious to me is just something that speaks volumes about where we live and our attitude as a country, which I love our country. I'm not like an America basher or any of that. I feel like it's crazy that we consume, we represent 5% of the world's population. We consume 75% of the world's prescription drugs. And
Say that again. Yeah, I mean, 5% of the population.
Hey, we're coming up on an election year, and like we're not addressing these things. You know what I mean?
All right, so we've got 5% of the population, 75% of the world's prescription drugs. Do you think that's because drug companies are allowed to advertise directly to the consumer in the United States?
I think it's just part of it. I think that people, what they don't understand is a lot of people go, oh, those drug companies, those drug commercials are stupid, right? Because then it's like, you know, it's on for like a minute or 2 minutes sometimes, or really long commercials. And then they say, oh, and they're just all these side effects. And it's like, you know, happy dog, and he's fetching a stick, and he's all fired up, and the owner, you know, he's on this drug and whatever. And so, yeah, like they are stupid commercials, but what it is, it's a giant, massive marketing coup that people need to understand. It's called Ask Your Doctor, right? So every time you see a drug commercial, every single time, it says at the end of the commercial, ask your doctor if this is right for you, the drug, yep. Right? And so what that says to me is it's not just a campaign about maybe this drug will help for arthritis. It's like, ask your doctor if this is right for you. So now you have just people walking in, a flood of people asking their doctor. And the stats on that are 75% of the people that ask for a drug will get it written for them. So that's a stat that's pretty astonishing as well, because you walk in and you tell your doctor, hey, look, I know that you went to school for 8 years and maybe 10 years, and I know you probably still owe a lot of money and it's really expensive to run this practice, but hey, can you just write me a script? You know, it's like people just like discount this stuff, and like they just feel like doctors should be willy-nilly writing them a script for something that they ask for, and that's not the way.
And doctors do. All right, my guest is Chris Bell. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and talk about how prescription drugs could affect your life. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
800-327-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Chris Bell is my guest today, and he's talking about something that not only impacts your life, my life, it affects everybody, but it also affects him. He's done a really great follow-up to Bigger, Faster, Stronger, which was his documentary, which was really eye-opening for a lot of us, about why steroids have taken such a hold of America, because we're such a competitive society, I think. And he sort of embodied the competitive spirit where he's the middle kid, as we know, with an older brother and younger brother, and now he's done Prescription Thugs, which to a certain extent affects even more people than steroids. You don't have to be an athlete, and a huge number of people, I mean, the statistic that sort of is alarming to me is that 5% of the population of the world are Americans. We use 75% of the drugs. And, Chris, I don't know if you saw the article last week about the hepatitis C drug that costs $1,000 a pill in the United States, $4 a pill, exactly the same pill in India.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they gouge you for everything in this country. They figure out a way to make it you know, that expensive. And the other drug that was that the one that they that the it was like AIDS drug or something?
That was another drug. But there was a similar problem with the AIDS drug.
Yeah, and then people like revolted against it because after a while, people like, this is ridiculous. And I think that this is what needs to happen more, is more people need to start hearing these facts and getting pissed off like they did at that guy who raised the pill from, you know, $7 to $750 or whatever it was. People got mad at that guy, really, really mad, and that went viral. Well, why can't they get really mad that the drug companies are killing their kids, they're killing your children, they're killing your parents, they're killing everyone you love, and you're not going to make a stink about that? You're going to make a stink about, oh, that drug's too expensive, I can't buy it anymore, I can't afford it. Like, that's what we're making a stink about when we should be making a stink about the fact that they're murdering our society and nobody's really saying anything.
Well, and that was one of the other things that I found absolutely sort of a revelation and horrifying at the same time, is that in the documentary you say that drugs that are being abused now are more likely to be prescription drugs than street drugs. Talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the word, if you look at pharma, like the if you look at the word, you know, the actual base for, you know, pharmacy, it actually the word in Latin means two things. It means cure and it means poison. So think about that a little bit. Like it's a cure, but it's a poison that will cure you. You know what I mean? So it's like this idea that like these like slight little poisons can actually help heal us gives us an idea that, okay, we're playing with something dangerous here. We shouldn't be abusing this. We shouldn't be overusing this. We shouldn't be overprescribing this. It's dangerous, you know? And I think that we've just fallen into the idea that if you take one pill, it's okay. If you take two pills, it'll help you even more. And if you take three pills, it'll be even better. And so we're just in this more is better attitude. If you don't feel it right away, you know, feel relief right away, take another one. If this drug doesn't work, now they have, like, if your drug makes you constipated, take this drug to help you not be constipated. If your psych med doesn't work, here, take Abilify. That'll help your psych med work now. Like, well, what was wrong with my psych med in the first place that I need to take this to now make it work? It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
I watched the Golden Globes, which had a huge number of ads for prescription drugs on it, huge number. And first of all, as you say, the ads are all cartoons, that they have these cute little something kind of non-threatening, and your bowel is jumping around the screen, and it's all pink and smiley. And then they say, and then half the drug thing said, well, if the drug that you're using isn't working, you should try this one. So it's kind of a Ponzi scheme that, well, try this one. If this one doesn't work, we'll try this one. And as you say, to offset.
You know you got something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and one of my favorite examples, which drives me nuts, and it was actually one of the things that turned up on our little impromptu poll on the program, was restless leg syndrome.
Absolutely.
I remember when they first came up, they called me, the big pharma called me and said, do you have restless leg syndrome? I said, there is no such a thing. I said, oh yeah, there is. And we have a drug to treat it. It's like you know, we'll figure out a drug and then we'll make up some symptoms, because restless leg syndrome is not a disease at all. It's a symptom.
Have you heard the term metabolic syndrome?
What's metabolic syndrome?
Someone who's fat. That's all it is. They have metabolic syndrome now.
Got it.
And that's what they call it. And they give you diabetes drugs to fix the fact that you eat too much. It's terrible. You know? And they call it, oh, he's got... And then it makes the person think, oh, well, there's something broken with my metabolism. Yeah, what's
so
broken
I will
with
fix it.
Stuff in your face with Dunkin' Donuts. It doesn't work that way. You know? So
right. We
have to, like, take responsibility for ourselves. And I think the pharmaceutical industry understands that we as people are kind of inherently weak, in a sense that, like, if something is there to offer relief or pain, like, I know, and I'm saying this for myself, like, I'm inherently weak in the fact that if there's something that can help fix me, I'm going to take the easiest, quickest thing to help fix me, not the long road. And that's just how we're wired. So we have to start wiring ourselves the other way. And coming from a background of, like, lifting weights and working out and actually just being a meathead, I mean, that's kind of what we do anyway. Like, you have to take care of yourself. So, like, if you don't take care of yourself with, like, you know, when you're working out, it put in that context, like, with warming up and doing whatever, you're going to crumble. And it's the same thing with your body in general. Like, if you're waiting for a pill to fix your diabetes, or you're waiting for a pill to fix your arthritis pain or whatever is going on, then you're going to be waiting a long time, because none of it's a cure. It's all going to be a maintenance, you know?
Well, my point is, when we're dealing with my listeners, and the drugs. And I would say, they would say, well, I'm doing this for this and this and this. And I, for example, hypertension. And my point is, hypertension, in fact, can kill you. But you can also watch your salt intake. You can lower your weight. You can exercise more. And you can be, talk about being careful about your diet, read labels more, but you don't put yourself on and off medication. And you deal with your doctor. But I think what I'm looking for, Chris, is maybe
I'm saying be an informed
consumer.
We need to educate people on, like, exactly what they need to be doing. Like, when you okay, and this is, like, from – this is just me coming from a fitness background. These are my ideas because you want to point towards solutions. It's like, start talking to personal trainers instead of doctors. Like, personal trainers that know what they're talking about. Start talking to people that know how to take care of your body. Like, I have a friend. His name is Kenny Bluff. He works on people. He does body work. And I watch him fix people on the table. And I'm like, well, maybe we don't need drugs. You know what I mean? So, like, there are things out there and there are alternatives that I'm not going to say are better than the drugs because that would be lying. Painkillers work, and they work really well. And that's kind of the problem. They almost work too well because they become addictive and you rely on them. But as far as, like, for me, I'll give you a good example. I had double hip replacement surgery. I have arthritis really bad in my entire body. I have a really bad problem sleeping. I have all these different problems. And the things that I did was I lost weight. I continually strive to make my workouts better. I eat good. Everything is on track. There's nothing that's off track. The only thing that's off track is I'm in pain. And so rather than take these pills, which almost killed me, I'm trying to find out alternative methods. And I'm hopefully, in all honesty, I hope that this movie becomes a trilogy. I hope that we can add in the next movie into what I'm doing now, because
I'll teach you square breathing, Chris, which will help you sleep at night and lower your pain threshold.
What is it?
Square breathing. Listen, we're done for today, but I will teach you about square breathing for your next movie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. My guest has been Chris Bell. Go see Prescription Drugs. Talk with your doctor, but also be an informed consumer. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.